Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. You say is the most important thing to you? And if you ask any teenager, they're probably going to say something like their friends, or for most of them, probably their iPhone. For me, it's my family. I mean, I love them completely, and I would give it all for them. I mean, everything, even unto death. And I've said it preaching before that if I were God, you'd all be dead, because there's no way I'm going to sacrifice my son for anyone. I mean, I don't know, maybe you could. I know I couldn't. I love you, but I'm sorry. They're just too important to me. So family is what's the most important thing to me. But what's the most important thing to God? There's something that I've had a hard time with in the body of Christ for a while now, and it's this mindset that we're these terrible, wretched losers with nothing of value, nothing to give, worthless lumps of flesh and sin and bone. And truthfully, it's in a lot of the teachings today. It's like this false humility that does its best to minimize our value so that God's value can be maximized. And look, God's value doesn't need to be maximized. There's nothing to compare to him, and he is not in the slightest bit threatened by our value or lack of value to some. The problem is I just can't find my worthlessness in the Bible, and I believe it's because it's not there. We have to be very, very careful living under this mindset that we're nothing. And look, don't stone me, but I don't buy the whole idea that we're nothing without Jesus either. Because if that were true, then God would have no reason to feel pain when the lost go to hell. I mean, Jesus wept as he looked over Jerusalem, thinking of how scattered they were and that they were sheep with no shepherd. And the Bible tells us it's not his will that anyone should perish. And not only that, it was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. I mean, for me, this is proof that we are valuable to God even before we encounter Jesus. I mean, he wouldn't die for something worthless. That'd just be a waste. And look, I also realize that our trying to be righteous is like filthy rags to God, and we don't deserve his grace whatsoever. But there's a huge difference between worthiness and worth. We can be both unworthy, yet of infinite worth. I mean, fearfully and wonderfully made things are valuable. So that gets me back to the question I asked before. What is the most important thing to God? And the answer, it's you. It's me. It's us. In Luke 16, Jesus talks about the true riches. I mean, that's people. We are God's true riches. And truthfully, that's not boastful. It's biblical. But the problem is, though, that Satan wants you to believe that it's arrogant, and he wants to trap you into this mindset that reinforces this worthlessness and this valuelessness in us. And he wants us to feel as useless as he does. But there's something that God did for us that really shows exactly what God thinks of us. See, there was a moment in history where God put all his cards on the table. It was the moment that Jesus came to earth. And look, we all know that Jesus came to die for our sins and to set us free. He made a way to the Father. But think deeper. What does it mean that Jesus came to die for us? I mean, Jesus was God's own son. What I think it means is this, and this is something you can never, ever forget. It's that when God looks at you, he sees something that is valuable enough to trade his own son's life for yours. I mean, you are worth everything to God. And Jesus saw enough of that worth in you to endure the cross. I don't know if anyone's ever told you you're valuable or ever made you feel valuable, but you need to know that God saw you as valuable enough to pay the greatest ransom ever. I don't know, for me, it's just hard to wrap my mind around it. The fact that when Jesus looked at me, he saw me as worth the sacrifice. I was worth the cross to him. You know, when he looks at you, he thinks the same thing. Totally worth it.